Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to
In the Cut.
With your guest host,
John Moore.
Today's date is
October 5th, 2010.
We have a good show for you today. Though this podcast is actually going to be done in audio, video tutorials of the first segment will be made available on Soren LaRue's YouTube page. The URL for that is www.youtube.com/ Soren LaRue Music. You can also find them on his personal webpage at SorenLaRue.com. In today's segments, we are going to discuss the use of compression and expansion, and a little bit of application for both of those. We are going to give you a few demonstrations so you can get a better understanding of how they sound and react. Hopefully, this will help demystify some of the proper uses of compression and expansion. And in the second segment of today's podcast, we're going to discuss the use of Touch OSC with Ableton Live via iPod Touch and the iPad as the use of a MIDI controller. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good show.
In the cut.
For this demonstration, Soren LaRue will be using Ableton Live, its native plugins, and Waves Bundle plugins.
So we're going to start off our first segment with compression today. There are several types of applications for compression, but today we're going to discuss parallel compression and dance music's favorite sidechain compression. So here we go. So let's start with parallel compression. Today, the technique is used in many applications, especially in vocal work. Essentially, an engineer would lay down two tracks, one being dry vocals, the other being a compressed vocal. The object is to set the compressor to have a uniform volume on the affected vocals. Essentially, what you do is you rid yourself of peaks and valleys, making a nice uniform volume. The dry vocals will be laid over top the compressed vocals in an effort to preserve the full dynamic range. When these are combined, you get a very dynamic, even volumed vocal track. In most cases, you may want to keep the volumes the same. So if your compressed level reaches 0 dB, keep your dry vocals at 0 dB. But feel free to experiment and get your preferred sound.
So let's listen to a few examples.
So here are the vocals without compression. You'll notice that the dynamic range is fully intact, and there is peaks and valleys, and the volume does change a bit.
When it rains, you go. It's all coming now. Now, now, now.
And now we will add parallel compression.
Every time it rains, you go. Every time it rains. When it rains, you go. It's all coming now. Now, now, now.
We would like to thank Soren LaRue for sharing those vocals from his When It Rains song featuring Daisy Date.
So next up we have sidechain compression, and to some is also known as a process called ducking. When we use sidechain compression, we use it for dramatic effect or to help keep frequencies of like instruments out of the way. Thus, it will reduce any phasing that may occur between like sounds and frequencies. Here we're going to use a source to trigger the compressor. It's going to be an audio sample. Whenever the audio kicks in and it meets the threshold that we have marked, the compressor will actually start. Once the volume of the audio starts to diminish, the compressor will start to kick off. So, let's see how that sounds. Here's our sample without sidechain compression. Here is our sample with sidechain compression. Please note that I will ease into the trigger, activating the compressor slowly, and the trigger will actually be on a 1/4 pattern. So I hope you enjoyed our little compression demonstration. Next up, we have expansion. Some of the basic uses of expansion are to help bring dynamics back into an audio sound. If something has been over-compressed, your best bet to help achieve dynamics once again would be to use expansion. So we're going to take a loop that's been highly compressed, use a little bit of expansion, and hopefully bring some of the dynamics back into the sound. So here we're going to turn on the expander, and we've already set everything so you can hear the difference. Please note the dynamic range change, and the artifacts that are created by the heavy compression will have to be addressed in a different manner. As you could hear, some dynamic range was brought back into the sample, especially in the high end. It's essentially the same thing as the compressor, but it acts in the opposite manner. When the threshold is met with the volume instead of doing compression, it actually adds dynamic range. So this concludes our first segment. On segment two, we're going to talk about the Touch OSC combined with Ableton Live for live performance. So stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to
In the Cut.
Welcome back to the second segment. I'm your guest host today, John Moore. So we're going to dive into Ableton Live and Touch OSC. It's a nice little application that's been made for Apple's iPad and iPod Touch. And essentially, it allows you to wirelessly turn your iPod or your iPad into a MIDI controller. Any of you out there who have ever been fortunate enough to use the Jazz Mutant Lemur or the Jazz Mutant Dexter, you understand how important it is to have a lot of control at your fingertips. Well, this new application that's been made for the iPod and the iPad now allows you to control Ableton Live by a nice little app called Touch OSC. This application communicates with your computer via Wi-Fi. Essentially, you can be in the crowd, you could be anywhere in the iPod's Wi-Fi connection range and operate Ableton Live or various other DAWs with this one application. The version that I downloaded came with 6 different templates and the ability to actually change the template and have it sync with my iPod Touch. Now, I currently don't own an iPad, but after seeing the capabilities of this application
on my saucy little iPod Touch,
I'm about to get on the Apple Store now and purchase one of these iPads. So check it out. If you're into wirelessly controlling your computer for live performance, to amaze your friends, what have you, check out Touch OSC and find out if it would be something that you would be into. With the Touch OSC application, it does make the iPad a lot like the Jazz Mutant Lemur. It has a lot of the same controls, a lot of the same look. It does come with more storage space, but it's not going to be as rugged as the Jazz Mutant Lemur. On the other hand, it is about half the price of the Jazz Mutant Lemur. The Touch OSC application is about $4.99, and the applications that you would download on the web to make your DAW run correctly are usually free. So keep that in mind, and let me know what you think. So I've been your host today. My name is John Moore. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I invite you to come back next Tuesday for another one. Have a good week.
Thanks for tuning in. This is
In the Cut.